looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 10th of June 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're in the busy Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, which is in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, and there's a hive of activity around us as people come and go. And it's always good to be here, and we're very grateful for their support. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Our railways wanted to know why passengers on the Northern Line of Railway, 100 miles long, should not have as comfortable second-class carriages to travel in as those on the Piri Line, only 7 miles long. There you go. I can't answer that one. I'm sure that someone had it.
First and second class passengers on the Gawler train. Probably a third class too, I'm sure. There's a second class. I remember the three classes on the Ballarat to Melbourne train when I was a kid. We'd always go
three
second
classes.
Class. There was first, second and third.
Well, third class would have been standing up pretty well.
And smoking and, We went to Perth, and I think it was third class, and it was smoking. We booked at the last minute, and it was all we could get, and we were in a smoking carriage.
Awful.
It was awful. Mm-hmm. awful. But God, those days are gone. So 100 years ago, the very latest linotype installed. This week, the mechanical department of the Bunyip has been further enhanced by the installation of the latest improved number 14 linotype, the wizard-like machine that has revolutionised the printing industry and made possible the rapid production of newspapers. And hopefully improved the type, because going back through old newspapers, quite often the type is very difficult to read.
Oh, yes.
It's holding up one of our projects, the reading the letters from World War I, because the boys can't read the transcripts, so I've got to go in and correct them all so they can read them and we can record.
Yeah, they don't copy very well, do they?
No, they don't.
50 years ago, Murray Street crossing move. The Highways Department will conduct a survey on the need to establish a pedestrian crossing in Murray Street, Gawler. The Minister of Transport, Mr Virgo, informed Dr Bruce Eastick, MP, of the department's moves in recent letter. Mr Virgo said necessary investigatory work will be undertaken in collaboration with the Gawler Town Council to establish the appropriate treatment required at this location. Well, we've had the pedestrian crossing up here by the Prince Albert, which has the second slowest traffic lights in Adelaide. I'm sure there's another set that are slower. And I think, honestly, sometimes you think just another couple of refuges like we've already got in Murray Street
would
be a lot better.
Yes, the refuges are fantastic.
They are fantastic. Yes. I really appreciate them.
So do I. And I wish that, it was so dangerous crossing back before they were there.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to put one in where they're doing the new disability car park in front of the chemist, but that's a car park, not a pedestrian crossing.
I guess it's too close to the traffic lights.
Yeah, so I'd get rid of the traffic light.
Yes, and put another sign.
But they make it easy to get from the pub to the pub.
Yes. Mm. So 25 years ago, it's nearly time for Australia's biggest morning tea. Pictured here promoting the annual event in a big, big way are the local coordinators Valerie Grogan, Margaret Cook and Joyce Poynton, who are holding aloft a giant cuppa.
Well, it is huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
25 years ago. Yeah. It's still going strong.
Yes.
In fact, we've got one in Two Wells tomorrow morning, so that'll be good.
Yes.
Outside the Two Wells post office.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, Gawler Man's Act recognised. Tafanswa Zamano was recently praised for his quick thinking and bravery in subduing a combative train passenger. But the Gawler Man insists he is no hero. The former Trinity College student, 21, was last week hailed a hero and awarded a certificate of appreciation from SA Police after helping an officer take down an aggressive an unruly passenger during an incident at Kilburn Railway Station in January. We don't do enough of that. We don't recognise people that do good stuff.
No, we don't.
We reward the high flyers and the high profile people. Yeah, I actually sent in a message to ABC on Tuesday when they were talking about the, or Monday when they were talking about the King's Honours, and they were talking to a woman down the southeast, and she'd done this and she'd done that, and she said, oh, but you know, I don't deserve something like this. I didn't expect it. I don't want anything like this. And my message was, well, that's exactly the sort of person we need to be recognising, yes, because they're doing it for the right reasons,
yes,
because they care, because they want to do it. Yes. It's not because they're looking for the honour or anything.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and they actually read that out, and the lady was still there, and she nearly, oh, her voice went all wobbly. I thought, oh, okay. So, yeah, I must have hit a nerve there or struck a chord. So, anyway, that's it for this week.
And next week, you will be in Africa.
Next week, I'll be in Africa, and on Thursday, we'll be doing a safari.
That'll be fantastic.
Yes, hopefully seeing wild animals. So that'll be really awesome.
Look forward to hearing all about it.
Tell
us a little bit when you get back.
Well,
a special edition.
Special edition of looking back. Yes. So
with Kay looking back on her holiday.
Until I get back, and in the meantime, yes.
Yeah.
Speak later.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. For all light signs.